sure many of you recognize the words of that lovely orchestration. It says something about who can cheer the heart like Jesus by his power all divine. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me, and the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Isn't it strange how that the Lord Jesus Christ holds such an influence in our lives, even though we have never seen him? Jesus pronounced a special blessing to those who have never seen him and yet they believe. Do you remember chapter 20 of the Gospel of John? The Bible says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. And Thomas said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were inside, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach here thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. That's you and me. Jesus gave a special blessing to those who haven't seen him like Thomas did. But we believe, and we can say, All that thrills my soul is Jesus, and really mean it. It's not some passing fad or some infatuation. No, really and truly, Jesus is more than life to me, and he is the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Peter wrote something about this too, you remember, in his first epistle, chapter 1. He said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold trials, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now listen to what he says. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's a wonderful verse of Scripture, isn't it? Whom having not seen, you love. And we can say without any hesitation, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. He's everything to me. And for something like that to happen, it has to be the power of the Holy Spirit working in our lives, and the fact that Jesus is for real, that he really and truly lives in the hearts of those who love him and receive him. By the power of his Spirit, he lives within our hearts. Christ dwelleth in our hearts by faith. And it isn't something make-believed and some cunningly devised fable, Peter says, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Jesus is for real. Oh, listen, I know as well as you do, there's a lot of counterfeit and a lot of phony. And there are a lot of people come into all of our churches who have a name that they live, but they're dead. And they have a name that they're Christian, but they're otherwise. I know that. But I also know that there is reality. There is the genuine. There is that true child of God who has honestly given his or her heart and life fully and completely to Jesus Christ, and there's nothing or no one that they desire and love more than they do Jesus. And we can say, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. And someday we're going to see him face to face. Right now we walk by faith. But someday, and someday very soon, we're going to see him face to face. And what a day that is going to be. So keep being what God wants you to be. Walking close to him. We'll see him face to face. Faith will give way to sight. To be shouting about right now. How could you possibly remain so calm when we think of that great moment that is coming, whom having not seen right now, we love him and we walk by faith. But someday we're going to see him face to face. That is the joyful anticipation of every true Christian, and how our hearts long for that great day. Revelation chapter 19, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies that were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." There is coming a day of victory. There is coming a day of joy. Jesus came into this world in the first advent, not to rule and reign, not to receive the praises of the nations. He came to suffer and to die. For he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He came to be spit upon, slapped, scourged, crucified, hated, rejected. But the next time he comes back, he comes in glory to rule and to reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So many times down through the centuries, evil has won the day. So often, that is ungodly, unholy, impure, nasty, dirty, wicked, hateful, cruel, has trampled underfoot with glee that is pure and sweet and innocent and holy. But that's now, and it happens many times. But we read in the scriptures of the ultimate victory and triumph of the Lamb of God. Isn't it amazing how some of the images given us of Christ, one shows his sweetness and humility and gentleness, and the other shows his strength and his might, because he is known both as the Lamb of God and also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. To the sinner whose heart is penitent and broken, he is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world, who died for your sins and my sins. But to those who reject him and scoff him, even though his patience lingers long and he lovingly and tenderly begs entrance into hearts, there will come the day when he shall be the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and he comes in all of his power and glory. O Lord, haste the day when by faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Lord, help us to be patient until that day comes. Run the race with patience, the race set before us. May we be diligent to keep everything out of our hearts that's negative, that would make us sour, that would ruin our testimony for Christ. Forgive us, Lord, for every root of bitterness, every speck of resentments, every ounce of lust or impurity or anything that would spoil our lives for the kingdom of God. We want to be emptied of self and filled with God. We want to be cleansed and made whole and totally forgiven. And not just something make-believe, but really and truly forgiven and cleansed without spot and without blemish and without wrinkle. because we love you, Lord. With all our hearts, we love you. And all that thrills my soul is you, Lord. We just want to love you more and draw closer to you in every way. You're precious to us, Lord. You're very real and very dear.
His wonderful name.
It's all in the name of Jesus. Earth and heaven, Jesus. It's all in the name of Jesus. Joy and gladness, forgiveness too, life everlasting and free, and all that I long for, and all I need, it's all in the name of Jesus. It's truth,
and it's beauty.
It's beauty,
happiness,
happiness.
It's all in the name of Jesus.
It's all in the name of Jesus.
There's health tonight in this wonderful service. And there's heaven tonight.
Heaven.
Peace and rest.
Creation shows the power of God. There's glory all around. And those who see stand in awe.
For miracles abound.
Miracles abound.
Lift those hands and sing it with us.
I believe in miracles. I see a soul set free. Miraculous, the changing one, redeemed through Calvary. I see the lily push its way.
Just wonderful times of worship, isn't it? And what a privilege it is for me to share these 30 minutes devotionally with you, Monday through Friday, for a full half hour. And I think I just want to pray for you right now, wherever you may be and whatever you're doing. Heavenly Father, whither shall I go from your spirit or flee from your presence? As if I ascend up into heaven, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead to me, and thy right hand hold to me. Thank you for being very present, a very present help in time of need. And we just want to express our love and our appreciation to you, God, today. Thank you for all your mercies. Thank you for all your blessings that you pour abundantly into our hearts and lives. Bless my friends wherever they are as they're listening to the broadcast this morning. Forgive sins, lift the heavy burdens, make the broken whole again. Because this is just like my Lord, to do things like this, a God of miracles. I pray for the touch of your wonderful hand upon each one, through Jesus our Lord. And we open the door of our hearts and invite Christ the Savior to come in. Amen. And take great pleasure in having the privilege of sharing these 30 minutes with you day after day. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Walk with God. Don't let there be anything in your heart displeasing to Him. Nothing between you and God, nothing between you and your fellow man. If you want true freedom, find it in Jesus. God bless you abundantly.